Two powerful explosions outside synagogues in the Turkish city of Istanbul have killed at least 20 people and wounded 300 others. People believe the explosions were car bombs and are treating them as terrorist attacks. Dorian Jones has this report from Istanbul.
The two bombs struck almost simultaneously at 9:30 local time, just as the local Jewish community was saying Sabbath prayers. The result was carnage. Ambulance rushed scores of injured and dying to nearby hospitals. The Neve Shalom Synagogue is in the heart of the old Jewish quarter and was badly damaged by the explosion. The synagogue was packed with over 100 people who were celebrating a bar mitzvah. Jakob Kupman was on the scene shortly after the explosion. He said it was terrible. There were body parts all over the street and terribly injured people staggering around and lying on the floor. It was like the apocalypse. A second explosion struck the Beth Israel synagogue in another part of the city, also killing and maiming. Local hospitals have made emergency appeals for blood as doctors fight to save the lives of scores of injured. Interior Minister Abdul Kadir Aksu said the magnitude and sophistication of the attacks pointed to an international group like Al-Qaeda. A radical Turkish Islamic group has claimed responsibility, but Turkish authorities have said they don't believe the group has the ability to carry out today's attacks without assistance. According to a diplomatic source, Turkish security forces, working closely with foreign governments, have recently arrested a number of Al-Qaeda suspects. If it is confirmed Al-Qaeda is behind today's attack, it will be the first time Turkey has been hit by the group. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan was quick to condemn the bombings.
Eylem grubu olursa olsun, kesinlikle lanetliyorum, kesinlikle kınıyorum.
He said this is an attack on the stability and peace of Turkey, and I curse those people who are responsible. Israel has sent security experts and police detectives to help with the investigation. Turkey has close relations with Israel, including military and intelligence cooperation. Sinan Gökçen, political analyst who writes on international relations, says the ties are built on mutual interests.
Turkey and Israel are the only two countries in the region, in the Middle East, who have similar political systems. They are both parliamentarian democracies in different levels, so it makes things easier for them to communicate. And also another dimension is, of course, the American factor, which is these two countries are the strongest allies of America in the region.
A Jewish community has lived in Istanbul for nearly 1,000 years. The Ottoman rulers of Turkey provided refuge for Spanish Jews who were expelled during the Spanish Inquisition. But since the formation of the Israeli state, many Jews have left Turkey for Israel, although Istanbul's Jewish community still numbers around 25,000. The close ties make Turkey, and in particular Istanbul, a popular destination for Israeli tourists. But Turkey's Jewish community has been the target of attacks before. In 1986, the Neve Shalom Synagogue, target of today's attack, was raided by gunmen linked to the Palestinian cause, who killed over 20 people. Since that attack, Istanbul's synagogues have been under tight security. A policeman protecting one of the synagogues was amongst those killed today. For NPR News, I'm Dorian Jones in Istanbul.